Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I like the HF idea, because you never know what the scenario, well, you never know in real life if we had an activation, or even what the scenario will be for our set. And it could be something where, like, local is down and you have to do it, you know. So it's good to have those options. So I remember I identified for Dave who has HF Winlink capability so that when they're in the EOC, they can assign those tasks. You know, they have options. They know who can do it, even if the scenario came from the state that our local, all local Winlink repeaters were down or something like that, because they did that to us for the DMR. So you never know. Halfway through the set, they could change the scenario up a little bit. And yes, digipeaters, or is that it? Yeah, digirig. I'm sorry, got the terms mixed up. Yeah, I got a couple of digirigs myself. And I believe one suggestion is we're going to do some training prior to the spring set. I hope we can fit that in, because it is a little difficult, a little finicky, as you know, to get that RF going through. Either if Direwolf or I can't remember the other one. But see, I forgot now since the fall. I think I'm using the other one, not Direwolf now. But we were thinking about doing peer-to-peer in the classroom, because we could do that, set up some HTs and just go peer-to-peer. One thing we haven't done yet on the Winlink.